Amen. Please do be seated. If the children make a noise, don't worry. We are a family-centred church. We have in the hall a very dark cupboard. If they don't go and sit in it, we will. So. Well, I looked out the window this morning and I couldn't believe it. A white Easter. There you go. I brought to mind a book by C.S. Lewis, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe. And you've probably all read it. It's about a fictional land called Narnia. And it's always winter. And it's always snowing. And it's always cold. But never Christmas. If Christ had not been raised from the dead on that first Easter morning, then that's how our faith would be. Always winter, always cold. As far as our knowledge of God, without Easter, we would be out in the cold. Our faith would be pointless, and we would know nothing of the warmth of God's love for us. And that's why Easter is so important. And on a snowy morning, it's worth remembering that. That's how the disciples were, of course, on that very first Easter. They were out in the cold. Jesus was in the tomb. They expected a cold, lifeless body. And I suppose that's how many people are today, their lives in perpetual winter, knowing nothing of the love of God. And significantly, Easter comes to us in this season when not even the snow will be able to hold back the spring. Daffodils, even by this afternoon, will be shaking their heads and knowing that sunshine is on the way. And Easter is that time when we are reassured of God's promises to us. And today is not about jollying people along in their faith, helping them to understand. That's not what it's about. It's not a time when we help people to grapple with the mysteries of faith. Today, we do not urge people to put their trust in someone who lived 2,000 years ago. Rather, today is a day when the Christian community comes together and shares in the praises, not of a figure of the past, but somebody of the present. Somebody who inhabits our lives and our worship. Today, we come before a risen Lord. Somebody who is with us even as we worship. So Easter is not about believing in Christ. It's about encountering the risen Lord Jesus. So that we too, like Mary, are able to walk and talk with our risen Saviour. I have to say that I have no faith whatsoever. As many of you, I suppose, can look back on times when faith was very difficult and hard to believe and difficult to sustain. But even through difficult times in our lives, even through the most dark nights, Christ is with us, walking with us, and our risen Saviour. It's not to say that Christians don't have doubts. But doubt is not a problem for our faith. It's part of the process of believing. Even when we find faith really difficult, Christ is still with us. Tillich, one of the most influential theologians of the 20th century, wrote, "Doubt is not the opposite of faith. It's an element of faith." And I was reading Descartes, and we all probably know the little phrase, "I think, therefore I am." But actually, that isn't the whole quotation. The quotation is, "I doubt, therefore I think, therefore I am." So doubt is the friend of faith. So even if you come along here today with some doubts, that is not a problem for your faith. And you can still meet with the risen Lord. The Christian faith is not about what we believe, it's who we believe. Our faith is not a matter of academic study. It's not a leap in the dark. Faith is the process by which Christ comes and lives in all of our hearts. We believe not because somebody told us, but because Christ is living in the midst of our community. And if Christ wasn't here, then we wouldn't be here. If Christ wasn't alive here today, just as he was 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, we would have all packed up and gone home a long time ago. Because as good as St. Mark's is, it wouldn't be able to keep you here. A film entitled The Body is a drama. And in it, an archaeologist discovers what he believes to be the body of Jesus, buried in Jerusalem. And for much of the story, the evidence points towards a belief that this body that they have found is the real body of Jesus, and that the resurrection must therefore be untrue. It stars Antonio Banderas, probably some of you may remember. But in the film, Antonio Banderas is a priest, and he comes to investigate what's going on. And before they realise that this isn't actually the body of Jesus, he says this. So whilst it's all still in doubt and questioning, he says, "I believe that Jesus Christ is God, because I spoke to him this morning in my prayers, and I've known that he was God ever since I was a boy. He's always been there, my best friend, even though I haven't always been his, and I have peace." And that's what Christianity is all about. Not a time when we believe the facts about Jesus, the time when we meet with our risen Lord. We can't explain the miracle of the resurrection. It's a mystery to us completely. And yet the resurrection is true as Christ is brought to life in people's hearts all over the world. As Christ is risen again and again in our own mini Easters. By the resurrection of Jesus, he assures us of life after death. But he does much more than that. By the power of the resurrection, we're able to know life before death. And so today, we meet and we gather and we worship this risen Christ. We come and we share in his banquet, and we eat his body and share in remembering the blood that was shed for us. We draw close to Jesus as we worship him and say our prayers, and as we know his love which surrounds us and casts out our fear. And we meet with the risen Jesus as we share the stories and his teachings which guide our lives and which are the very best way to live our lives. Today, we are fortunate above all people because we can know the power of Jesus' risen life. Easter can be a disappointment. It's been a particular disappointment for me this year. I bought an Easter egg, and the Easter egg promised me that if I opened it, I would find a voucher. I could use that voucher. It's a Kit Kat Easter egg. Don't buy them. It assured me I could use that voucher to have wonderful experiences all over the country. I could go shooting and fishing and canoeing. All sorts of things. I could hardly contain myself. So much so that I opened my Easter egg before Easter. I also opened those Easter eggs which I had purchased for my children and my wife. And I went to the phone armed with the said vouchers to claim my experiences. The phone lines have been solidly engaged, and I was reduced to ringing up at ungodly times, when a lady told me there had been unprecedented demand. The website had crashed, and I would not be able to book my Easter experience. Easter, from that point of view, has been a massive disappointment. But I stand before you this morning and can make guarantees that as we gather together and share in the risen life of our Lord, none of us will be disappointed this Easter. Amen.